بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Then Anas radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when some people assemble for the dhikr of Allah ta'ala with the sole purpose of earning His pleasure, an angel proclaims from the sky, you people have been forgiven, your sins have been replaced by virtues. According to another hadith, a gathering devoid of dhikr of Allah would be the cause of dismay and sorrow on the day of Qiyamah. It means that the participants of such a gathering will repent that they earned no blessings and wasted their time for nothing. Let Allah save us, Allah protect us, Allah give us tawfiq, that we can dedicate time daily to the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. We encourage one and all to take out a few minutes, inshallah, from now till about 6 o'clock at least, and engage in some form of dhikr of Allah Subhanahu.